You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Tim Pickett, the founder and president of Encompass AV, that has entered an era of smart building with the adoption of power over Ethernet, or PoE. You cannot see it from the outside, but there's a massive high-tech revolution going on inside the walls and ceilings of modern buildings today and years to come. Every building will be considered a smart building using the techniques of Encompass AV. Modern building infrastructure will enter an era in which building systems communicate with each other via internet protocol, requiring little to no human interaction and intervention. Mr. Pickett, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks. Appreciate you having us.
And you're more than welcome. And I got to tell you, this stands to be a quite an interesting conversation. Now, if you would describe the evolution of Encompass AV and why you are an expert in your field to kick things off today.
Absolutely. So how do I compress this all into a few minutes? I guess when I was younger, I got my first job, 14 years old, working at McDonald's, realized very quickly that that's not the track I wanted for the rest of my life. So within 3 months, I quit that job and I started working at a little shop that sold audio equipment, professional audio equipment called ProMix Audio and Lighting. There, I got my first taste of, you know, larger speakers, amplifiers, kind of the DJ world, started DJing. But, you know, as I approached the end of high school, 1996-ish, I decided that I definitely did not want to DJ for the rest of my life, that I really enjoyed my weekends, but that I really wanted to pursue audio. I really enjoyed the audio technology and how everything works and goes together and making quality sounding systems. So I went to Columbia College in Chicago. I chose Columbia. It was close to home. I could commute there, save some money, not have like room and board. And they had a great acoustics program and great instructors. A lot of people went for live sound at Columbia, but I went into acoustics. So I did my 4 years at Columbia College. Met a lot of great people, had some great, like I said, great instructors, even met a guy, Jack Alexander, who was the head of the live sound department, still is, and he, you know, introduced us into some really high-quality audio stuff. Martin Audio is one of the major brands we use. In 1999, I built the first version of this company called Sound and Lighting Designs, and at the ripe old age of 20, 21 years old, started a company. One of my guys started working for me in 2000, Mark Higginson. He's now the vice president of the entire company. And, you know, we've been doing this for, you know, about 20 years now. So that being said, as we got, you know, grew, we started getting into doing audio systems. And we realized that there's a whole bunch of people doing audio systems out there. We realized that we needed to have a better product in order to get ahead, because we were very small and underfunded and lived at home with our parents when we were about 22, 23, and that we were going to need to do something better. So we started getting into selling higher-end audio equipment, partnering up with, like I said, Martin Audio of London, you know, British speakers, using Lab Group and amplifiers, certain pieces that really did better than what, you know, 80, 90% of the bars and nightclubs in Chicago were doing at the time. One thing led to another, started getting into video, the plasma TV revolution of the plasma TV, right around 2000, 2006 probably. People started, they came to an affordable price and bars wanted flat screens everywhere. We had to figure out, you know, how to distribute video to all these flat screens, get everything working, get high def, how to control all that. So we started diving deeper and deeper into technology and working with that for a while, gotten security cameras. But probably around 2010, 2011, Mark was very key in identifying the fact that video AV systems are not going to work the way that they've worked in the past. They're going to be integrated with IT. Things are going to go over the network. You know, video is going to be transmitted over network. Audio is going to go over network. Everything's going to be one, and that we better really understand what's going on with networking, too, in order to have a successful AV company. So we started embracing technologies like network video. We started embracing technologies like, you know, PoE, which we're going to talk about more today. And we started really having a better understanding than a lot of the existing AV companies out there, especially a lot of the smaller ones, on how things are going to work and how they're going to work moving into the future. Whereas a lot of people were stuck in the past and to this day still are, quite frankly. So that's kind of how we built the business. You know, we're going on 20 years now, and that's kind of where our expertise come from. It's just experience, and you know, my background degrees, Mark's a CTS and a CTSD, of course, and yeah, that's us.
Yeah, certainly appreciate you sharing your background with us, and the passion is certainly there in your field of expertise, no doubt about that. Can you speak to us about the trends that directly impact your client base and how Encompass AV is taking the lead there?
Sure. Well, all right. A lot of our clients are what I would call our bread and butter clients, are a lot of conference spaces, meeting spaces, private dining spaces with, you know, within our restaurants, within our universities, within our banquet halls. And the challenge has always been and continues to be is, you know, to provide a system that is simple enough for management, on-site management, or the staff at the location, the facility to use, that allows the clients to get all the features they want, whether that's, you know, HDMI, wireless video, quality video, 4K video, video conferencing, getting good sound through the sound system, through the mics, and making it, you know, almost push button or very, you know, very easy to use on a control system to get good quality results. So those are the, you know, the trends. And if you ask about the trends in technology right now, on an AV standpoint, from an AV standpoint, these are the needs that we're seeing. Many systems are out there. They're very outdated. You know, they have old VGA connections. They have, you know, composite video systems in place. And we're seeing that, you know, a lot of people need to really pay attention and focus on putting some budgets together to get their audiovisual systems upgraded. We're building systems that are much smarter systems and that are going to be much better systems moving in the future because they're expandable and they're upgradable. Whereas the systems of the past, when the technology became outdated, you'd throw it away. You took a $40,000 component video matrix and they're garbage now. They're not worth anything. Whereas what we're building now, and we can talk a little bit more about this with network video, with PoE lighting, it's expandable. It moves into the future with you. It's upgradable. It's like a Tesla. If you take a look at Tesla, the car, they're constantly downloading upgrades to that car. So they can constantly improve the car as time goes on instead of the car becoming dated. Does that make sense?
It certainly does make sense. And that's some pretty awesome information right there. Now, tell us, with technology evolving around the clock, how do you recommend your clients stay current with their systems?
It is always evolving, but the core of that is your network at this point. So whereas, you know, before you had amplifiers and speakers and TVs and video walls, RG6, you know, it was kind of a mess of things. Now, if you're going to ask me how do I future-proof my system moving forward, I'm buying a system now and I want it to be relevant in 10 years, I would tell you to run data cable to every single location that you're going to want a device, whether it's an input device, a control device, a display of some sort, microphones, everything needs to get data cable, right? Cat6, Cat6A is even better. And you build a network, you build a frame, a mainframe, just like you would for, you know, an IT type space. You know, like I said, we realized a few years ago, even more than a few years ago now, that we had to become a networking company as well as an AV company to really embrace the future. So advice I give clients today, pull data everywhere because that's going to future-proof you. If you really want to talk about even more into the future from that, certain polls should probably include some fiber optic too.
And do appreciate that advice as well. Today we're speaking with Mr. Tim Pickett, the founder and president of Encompass AV, that has entered an era of smart building with the adoption of power over Ethernet here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tim, if you would, tell us what is coming and what people need to look out for and consider modifying in their spaces.
So what's coming? Let's talk about PoE lighting, power over Ethernet lighting. In your typical office space, and we do a lot of office spaces these days, in your typical office space, think about the lighting system. A lot of 2x2 LED fixtures dropped into a grid, troffers, or 2x4 LED fixtures. They're all hooked up via AC, right? All 120 volts going to these things. In Chicago especially, all got to have conduit going to them. Jumps from one to the next to the next to the next. You turn a light switch on and 20, 30 of these units jumps on, right? That's the old way of doing lighting for like an office space. What we're doing now, what we're bringing into the market is PoE lighting. So each light gets a Cat6 cable or a Cat6A cable. And we actually drive the entire fixture, you know, what you would normally see, the same exact fixture, 2x2 or a 2x4 ceiling grid fixture, with the power coming from the data switch, right? So a Cisco switch. The same way you drive a security camera or a wireless access point, we're driving lights now. And what makes this system special is running DC is a little more efficient than running AC. So you pick up a little bit of energy savings there, just a hair. But what makes it really special is all these devices, all these lights are on the network now. And they all have sensors built in, ambient light sensors, occupancy sensors. So what these units can do is invaluable because they can tell you if there's nobody around. If there's nobody around, that single fixture can turn itself off. You know, you can schedule and set all the timing and everything you want, but you can increase your energy efficiency tremendously, absolutely tremendously, by setting these things up appropriately. Take, for example, you got a guy, guy or girl, whatever, staying late at the office, 8 o'clock, everybody else is gone. In your normal situation with typical LED lights, they flip the switch on and, you know, the whole area of 30, 40 cubicles is lit up and you're burning all that energy. In our situation, the guy walks in, the lights see that he's coming in, they move, or the girl walks, they jump on, you know, and then he, she goes, sits down at a desk, and as those timers wear out, whatever you set them to be, all the lights behind him or her turn off. The one light over the desk, well, that can pick up motion up to a 32nd of an inch. So that is, as long as somebody's typing or moving a little bit, not sleeping, that light's going to stay on. Just that single light instead of the whole 30 fixtures as before. Tremendous, tremendous energy savings. Another thing that these lights can do, daylight harvesting. The ambient light sensors in the lights themselves, they know how much light is coming in the window. They know if they don't need to be running at 100%, they're going to intelligently trickle down to 60%, 50%, and save you energy that way. And finally, wellness, right? This is a whole new thing in the business world is the wellness. How does the environment make people feel? Well, these lights, when you come in the morning, we can adjust the color temperature on them, not just dim up and down, but actually make them more of an amber color, more of an incandescent color, that warmer feeling, right? Gets everybody worked into the day a little bit better. After lunch, when everybody wants to take a nap, you want your productivity to be better as a business owner, you crank the color temperature up. A little more blue, that brighter LED look, right? That keeps people more alert and keeps things happening. So there's a tremendous amount, and I mean, I'm just scratching the surface here on those lights, but there's a tremendous amount of capability in these fixtures and in this future technology.
Lastly, if you would, Tim, describe PoE or Power Over Ethernet and why its technology has had such a profound impact on your client base.
Well, PoE, you know, obviously PoE is Power Over Ethernet. It's a 48 volt signal coming over a Cat 6, Cat 5, Cat 6A data cable. And different switches have different wattages. The switches we need to use for PoE lighting are 60 watt ports, whereas a typical PoE switch, like what they call PoE Plus, would be like a 33 watt port for like wireless access points or cameras or whatnot. So what that means though is, you know, the Power Over Ethernet revolution, which hasn't, let's be honest, it hasn't happened yet. We're just getting started. But not only are you going to be able to run the entire building's lights with PoE, with Power Over Ethernet, you're going to be able to control devices such as displays and run the powered displays. We have a computer, a PC in our office that has no plug going into the wall, no AC. It is just that one data cable that goes into that computer, and that powers the computer. And the data to the to that monitor, to that PC for use. So things like clocks, things like USB wall outlets, all kinds of devices in an office environment can be put on this PoE system, which gives you control over the devices. You can turn all the devices on and off, or you know, make adjustments to them depending on the device. And it also saves you power over the long run. It's more efficient than AC.
Well, Mr. Pickett, it certainly has been more than a pleasure to have had you. Really appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today and well informing us on this technology and what Encompass AV does in that space. Where can listeners get further information on Encompass AV and be in touch accordingly?
Absolutely. It's EncompassAV.com. So E-N-C-O-M-P-A-S-S, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, .com. come check us out online or just Google Encompass AV Chicago. We'll pop right up and be more than happy to discuss with anybody, talk about future technologies, talk about existing technologies, and, you know, we love getting people pointed in the right direction and getting them systems that are functional and efficient.
And we certainly appreciate that, and also for your time today on Enterprise Radio. All the best, and thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Tim Pickett, the founder and president of Encompass AV, that has entered an era of smart building with the adoption of power over Ethernet. And for all the details, simply visit EncompassAV.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.